Biden invites drag queen who performs for children to attend Respect for Marriage Act signing. By Paul Bois on December 12, 2022. President Joe Biden invited a drag queen who performs for children to the White House on Tuesday to witness the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, which enshrines same-sex marriage into law. Drag queen activist Marty Cummings celebrated the invite on Twitter. And though he keeps his account private, the libs of TikTok account shared Cummings' status. "To be a non-binary drag artist invited to the White House is something I never imagined would happen. Thank you, President and Dr. Biden, for inviting me to this historic bill signing. Grateful doesn't begin to express the emotions I feel," Cummings tweeted while sharing a screenshot of the White House invite. On his website, Marty Gold Cummings bills himself as a drag artist, television personality, and political figure. Throughout their nearly decade-long drag career, Marty has been a regular fixture in the nightlife world, performing up to 6 regular shows a week, his website states. They have sold out concerts at 54 Below, Lincoln Center's Big Apple Circus, Dixon Place, and regularly tour the world with Atlantis Cruises. Just 1 week ago, Cummings shared a picture of himself dressed in drag surrounded by children for a drag queen story hour, describing it as a family friend event. "I love doing drag story hour. Despite what conservatives say, this family friend event is a way to spread joy, teach acceptance and love," he said in his Instagram post. "A way to bring people together. Kids just want to hear their favorite stories. Keep spreading hate because I'm gonna keep spreading joy." In the wake of the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting, Cummings spoke at the Stonewall Inn, where he hoped for a future when drag queen story hour would be allowed without fear of protest. "We are living in unprecedented times and in historic times. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in unprecedented times or historic times," he said. "I want to live in times where we can go to a queer space and not have to worry about a gunman showing up to take our lives. I want to live in a time when our kids can go to a library and see drag artists reading stories to them without the threat of the Proud Boys showing up to protest."